Hello, it's Peter Wright and Kathleen Beauvais with another weekly wrap-up of The Yakking Show. This is for the week ending the 8th of March 2024, and it looks like we're heading into spring. The sun is shining, we've been above zero, not a trace of snow, so life is good. Anyway, hi Kathleen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Peter. Hi, wonderful, thanks.
And what's your interesting cat fact today? If I remember rightly, it's about something to do with cats, monarchs who lost their heads or something.
Oh, no, that was from, well, today it says the Persian cat is one of the oldest breeds. It can be traced back as far back as the 1600s. But somehow, we were talking about this, the Persian, you know, the cats go back to way past that. So anyway, I don't know. I was just reading the tidbit.
Oh, well. Now you got to tell our audience the other one about the king.
I don't have it readily available, so.
Okay, well, I can tell you, the black cats are considered lucky, and Charles I, the King of England in the 1600s, was very lucky while his cat was alive. But the day after his cat died, I think it was the day after, he was found guilty of treason, if I recall, and he was beheaded. So watch out if you have a black cat that dies. You better be careful. Don't lose your head, metaphorically or in actual fact. Let's move on to what happened on the Yakking Show this week. So on Tuesday, we published an episode, and our guest was Susan Morrow Johnson, who's a self-help speaker, a trainer, an author, and a psychic medium. She was a really bubbly, vivacious guest, and she spoke about medical intuition and a whole lot of other stuff. She spoke especially about what mainly women can do to fulfill their potential in life. She also wrote a blog post for us, which is published on our blog, and there'll be a link to that. And of course, the video and audio links for her episode will be in the description and in our newsletter. Then on Thursday, Kathleen, I'm dabbling on as I normally do.
Didn't give you
a chance to talk about Susan.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so we had another lady guest on Thursday, and we released another one of our formerly premium episodes, which were reserved for premium members. We've now opened them up to all members, and we're releasing them over the next few weeks. Susan is a business-to-business marketing, sorry, Samantha, getting my S's mixed up here, a business-to-business marketing expert. She spoke about adapting to shifting buyer trends in the disrupted and digital-influenced post-pandemic environment. She covered transparency, e-commerce for business buyers, customer retention, and costs of acquiring customers, and a lot more. Very interesting one-hour-long episode. Again, links in the newsletter, links in the description. We did a transcript of that show, which is available from the blog post with a link below. What's coming next week? Firstly, on Tuesday, we will have Dr. Terry Zachary, who's a former golf expert and a top-class golf player. He's developed a little mechanism for strengthening your muscles in your hand to improve your grip.
Right.
And it's quite incredible. The Handmaster Plus, and he was telling us that there's 27 muscles you use for your grip, and some of those are in the arm, of course, and his Handmaster Plus exercises all of those, right? And we'll put a link to his website, look, obviously, and in the newsletter, and you can go to his website to get the exercise apparatus, the Handmaster Plus. So I found him very good, not just about golf. You're talking about fitness in general. And Kathleen, you know a lot more about golf than I do. So what did you have to think about Dr. Terry Zachary?
Oh, no, I was fascinated by his Handmaster Plus that he developed and his whole explanation. Now, he goes into a great deal of explanation about the, you know, a lot of exercises involve the grip, right? You've seen those grippers, right? And they're meant to make your hands stronger. Well, his argument is, fine, you're working your grip, but you're not working this part of your hand. So part of what he's developed just exercises everything, as you've mentioned, Peter. So not just the grip, but also the back of the hand as well. So, you know, it was really quite interesting. Anyway,
it was very, very interesting. Then on Thursday next week, we'll be releasing another premium episode, and this will be the second episode of our Success Secrets series. And this is where we asked all our business guests, successful business guests, a question, our burning question number eight, which essentially was, in your experience, is there one characteristic mindset or habit that distinguishes or differentiates successful people from those that remain average? And their answers are quite very interesting and confined to a very narrow band. But we'll leave you in suspense. You need to watch the episode, which is going to
Oh,
be released
Peter,
next Thursday.
you got to give them this, though. You have to give them this, that in none of the answers included formal education. None of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Not one. Nobody said go and get an MBA or find a better university. No, they were all what we call the soft skills. Watch the episode. You'll be quite amazed at how consistent the answers are. And that's some of the success of some of the guests that gave us those answers. There'll be more coming up in that series later. Then I picked up a fairly interesting health article today, and that's on BPA, which is a component of many of the plastics that we find in drinking water bottles and all sorts of stuff like that. Let me just find it quickly. Okay, BPA can be linked to autism, ADHD. The article tells you how to detox from this chemical. It's a long article. There'll be a link in the description and in the newsletter and on the blog post. I'm not going to go right through it now, but there's some supposedly safer forms of plastic that don't contain BPA, contain things like BPB and BPS. There's so a lot of concern that these are not a lot better than BPA. So things to be aware of. And it also gives a list of the fruits and vegetables and foods that are helpful in getting rid of these toxins, getting these toxins out of your body. So that was my little health thing for the week. Back to you, Kathleen, for your health tip.
Well, today I would like to talk to women about, actually men as well. So it's not just women, it's men as well, about thermography. We've had a wonderful lady on the show twice. Her name was Mary Cubitt. I knew I would flub her last name. I'm sorry, Mary, if you're listening. Mary Kubisuski. And she goes into great detail about the benefits of having thermography, and especially for breast health. And you can also do thermography on the face, so to find out if anything's happening with your mouth, the state of your jaw. But for women in particular, I think it would be fabulous if women went for thermography, because thermography uses heat to find if there's any tissues that may be of concern within the breasts. And they thermography can potentially find issues within the breasts even earlier than what an ultrasound or even mammograms can. So I have gone for thermography. I'm going again in April myself, and I find it so beneficial, to keep on top of this. And the bonus with thermography is there isn't radiation like mammograms. Now, I'm not discouraging anybody from going through mammograms. I'm just saying there's an alternative available here for those of you who are concerned about the amount of radiation emitted by a mammogram. So that's my bit for today, Peter.
Oh, well done. Yeah, very important too. Very important. I'm just worried that you say you can have your face done. Does that tell the operator what's going on inside your brain as well? I mean, I'd be a bit worried about going for one of those.
No, but it can actually talk. It can actually detect hot spots within your face, infections and stuff like that can come up. So I've never had my head done with thermography. I've just had my chest done through thermography. So that's been my
Interesting. And then my last one, we've told you about more interesting guests we've had this week and those coming next week, just to make sure you don't miss out on guests that are coming up. And we've got a lot in the pipeline, some really interesting guests coming. Sign up for our newsletter. You just have to go to our website, theyakkingshow.com. You'll find a purple button right at the top and another one at the bottom on the front page. Click on that, and you can be on the list to get notified of all our guests. That's it from me. Thanks for listening, and have a good weekend, everyone. Back to you, Kathleen.
Well, Peter, we are always looking for wonderful guests with respect to health. We've interviewed some amazing, amazing guests on this show from all areas of health. And if you're one of them, we'd love to hear from you. All you need to do is visit us at theyakkingshow.com and click on the Contacts tab where you will find a short application form. So until next week, take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.